On the heels of the NFL draft this past spring, he arrived in Buffalo without much fanfare. Bills pulled off a trade with the Colts just 2 days after the draft, acquiring pass rusher Jerry Hughes in exchange for Kelvin Shepard. And the results to this point have made it a winning move for the Bills.
During the draft day, we got a call from Indianapolis after a pick of ours, and they were interested in Kelvin Shepard. And we said, who would you have in mind? They didn't want to do a pick, so they offered up Jerry Hughes. So that was a very intriguing offer, and we decided to pull the trigger. His biggest negative is he was playing behind two Pro Bowlers. So we thought, hey, he brings a dimension that would help on the opposite side of Mario. So it was a no-brainer for us.
Hughes was naturally shocked by the trade after the Colts made him a first-round pick in 2010.
Definitely. Well, I mean, shocked. Just, like I said, talk about a mean curveball like that. It kind of just caught me off guard. We were doing an off-season workout, just got done with that. Pagano had pulled me into his office and kind of broke me the news. Kind of just really just threw me for a loop, really.
After seeing the defensive scheme in Buffalo wasn't all that different from the one he left behind with the Colts, Hughes finally felt he had a chance to make an impact on the field. Forced to play behind two Pro Bowl pass rushers in Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney for his first three NFL seasons, there weren't a lot of opportunities on the field. But he still felt during that time he received a pass rushing education.
It was a great opportunity for me to kind of sit back in and just spend 3 years with Freeney and Rob and just kind of just learn from them, see how they pass rush, see what they're kind of thinking week in and week out, how they prepare their bodies and things like that. Being able to kind of watch film, studying your opponents, knowing, you know, the offensive lineman's tendencies. And so with those guys teaching me and things like that, I felt like it just helped me out.
Now with a chance to apply those lessons, Hughes is flourishing. Through 10 games, Hughes has already surpassed his single-season career high in sacks with 6. He's also tallied 3 quarterback hits and 27 hurries. But Bills GM Doug Whaley says he creates opportunities for his teammates as well.
He's done some good things on the stat sheet, but he's also done some things that don't show up on the stat sheet. The pressures or forcing a quarterback into Mario's arms or to Kyle's arms or Marcel's arms. So we are very pleased with him.
Hughes' teammates are also glad to have him lining up alongside them. A blue-collar worker who was always striving to sharpen his game has allowed him to quickly mesh his talents into the defensive unit.
Jerry's very hungry. He's not going to ever be satisfied with whatever he does on the field. He takes, you know, pride in himself that, you know, he's going to find out what he did wrong, what he can do better. He's always out there practicing extra in his pass rush moves. And, you know, even in when he's like, he doesn't cover that much. So, you know, when he can cover, you know, what can he do better? You know, pulling me aside, pulling Coach O'Neill aside, you know, just finding out what he can do better.
I feel like my skill set fits in well here. I mean, whether it's coming off the edge or dropping in into coverage, I feel like I'm athletic enough to where I can kind of do both, and just wherever he puts me at, you know, I try to work harder that week so that way, you know, if it is in coverage, just kind of looking at some little things at what wide receivers might do and things like that. So I feel like it's definitely helping me out.
Knowing Hughes will be even more comfortable with a full off season in Mike Pettine's scheme, the prospects for his second season in a Bills uniform appear even more promising. But Hughes' focus is on posting W's, not personal statistics.
With me, it's all about winning. I know people asked about the Pittsburgh game, but to me, we lost. You can't take anything positive on that. So I think for us as a defense as a whole, you know, we want to continue to just improve ourselves on getting more turnovers. I mean, of course, we want to be the best defense in the league. So I'm pretty sure we'll take a look at that and see how can we achieve that to where we can set up our offense more with more chances for them to score and put up points.
I think he's just going to get more and more comfortable, and as he does that, we believe his sack totals will come up, and also we'll start getting a little better in the run side of it. He's not had that much experience because where he came from, he was more rush the pass, play the run on the way to the passer. Now we're just going to get him tighten up on his technique, and we expect big things from him from now and in the future.
At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.